Speaking of shows, it's the most unrealistic reality show in all of television. It's ABC's The Bachelor. And every Monday night, my wife and I, we enjoy the hilarity of this program. My wife thinks she can pick the winner right from the first episode. She's already said it's going to be Vanessa for Bachelor Nick in the end here. And we got the recap for you right now. My wife, Joy, joins me on the program here. Good morning, love.
Good morning.
How's your neck doing today?
It's doing okay.
In case you missed it, my wife is recovering from C5-C6 spinal fusion, and you're doing remarkably well, babe.
Yeah, I have good days and bad days, but yeah. I think today is a good day, so that's great.
That is awesome. Well, last night we were laughing so hard, I was hoping that it wasn't going to make your neck any sorer. let's just go ahead and recap it here. Bachelor Nick, we had a rose ceremony to start. I forgot who got sent home. Who got sent home?
I can't remember either.
It was, honest to goodness, it was probably two women who were better than Corinne.
Well, yeah, anyone would be better than her.
It's very frustrating, Joy, because I feel like this show just focuses on the crazy drama, and there's like all these other fantastic gals over here that we want to find out more about, but all we see is Corinne and Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
That's just not right. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think they focus a lot on the crazy until it gets down to the nitty-gritty. You know, it's down to like the last four.
Yeah.
And then they start, hitting on the actual romance and
yes.
connections and that sort of stuff.
It's kind of like me in college basketball. Like, sometimes I like watching it, but really I just want to know when the Final Four is playing. And it's
right.
kind of how I feel with these contestants here on this reality show. All vying for the heart of Nick Vile. Nick took everybody down to New Orleans, which is cool. And I know you like the moss and the trees down there.
It's so pretty.
It is pretty. And they...
We gotta go.
Well, one of these days we're gonna head on down. But they started off with a one-on-one with Rachel. Your thoughts on Rachel, babe?
I think they had a really good date. And I think that he really likes her a lot. And I think that she likes him. I just don't see it. I don't see them as a couple. I don't know why.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. She did announce that her dad was a federal judge, though. So that's probably kind of scary.
That is scary. And she said, like, you need to call him sir, or like he was going to call him sir, which is good advice. But
yeah.
You think he's thinking dollar signs there?
Well, I'm sure he does. She's an
yeah.
attorney. And now knowing that her dad's a federal judge, but...
That kind of helps.
I don't know. We'll see.
The group date.
He does
was,
get real nervous around parents too, so it'll
oh,
be interesting if she gets a home date.
I'm telling you.
Hometown date.
The group date went to a haunted house. Would you do that? Would you go into one of those haunted house tours?
That was the perfect group date, I thought. That's my kind of date right there.
Oh my goodness.
I love haunted houses, and you know how I am with that kind of stuff. And
yeah.
I just thought that it was funny. And it was, I think everyone was kind of relaxed, and it was a good group of girls too. I think they all kind of got along, and
yeah,
it was just, I think they had fun with it. So
it was nice to see no real drama with that group right there. They just, you know,
yes.
survived the haunted house for the night. They went through with their little lanterns, and they got, you know, the you-know-what scared out of them.
Mm-hmm.
Let's move on to the two-on-one date. The two-on-one.
Okay.
It is Corinne, crazy Corinne, and Taylor, and he took them out into the swamp with the alligators, and they in a John boat. I mean, just, you know, went on out there. What are your thoughts on this whole deal?
I really wish he would have sent them both home, honestly.
Yeah.
Taylor is, she's fine, I guess, but she does talk down to people. I don't think she realizes that she does it, but
mm-hmm.
I think she is well-educated, but she does make some people feel stupid, I think.
Yeah.
Maybe not on purpose, but I don't really care for her either. But Corinne, just the way she talks through her nose, I want to go to the TV. You know, it just drives me crazy.
Right.
And the girl eats food like she's never seen food in her, you know, a day in her life.
I know. She had room service the other day. It was like a T-bone and macaroni and cheese. Crazy.
Yeah.
Here's the thing.
She definitely doesn't act like a multi, you know, millionaire.
I know. Here's the thing that gets me. When Nick was getting ready to give the rose to Corinne on the 2-in-1, he said this.
You know, emotional connection with someone that I'm going to spend a life with.
Yeah, like he's going to spend a life with Corinne. It's not happening.
No. No. And you, I really think it's set up. I really do. Because I don't feel like he even acts like he has a connection with her. Like, yeah. Even the difference between him and her and him and Rachel is a huge difference,
yeah.
I feel like. But like you said, maybe it's more of just that physical attraction and he can't see past that at this point.
I think it's the producers of the show, to be honest with you. But we'll see. So that's where it ends. And obviously he picks Corinne, and him and Corinne run off on the John boat and leave, I guess, Taylor to fend by herself with the alligators. Then Taylor comes back and confronts him at the very end, and we have to wait till next week to see what happens. The other thing I want to mention...
They do that really weird ritual at the end. That was just weird.
It was like, this whole season is just full of weirdness. It was like a voodoo deal they
really
did.
It is.
The only other thing I want to talk about is this. I know you're Team Vanessa all the way here on this deal, but Raven... Raven said something last night. What did Raven do?
I'm trying to think. I don't know.
Let me refresh your memory right here, right now.
Actually, the moment I fell in love with you is when you sang the Little Mermaids.
Okay. I mean, it's a great song.
So she basically said, I'm in love with you.
Yes, I forgot about that. How could I forget about that? I actually really like Raven, too. She did. She slipped up and said, I fell in love with you at this moment or whatever. And she was really wanting the rose on the group date, I think, just, you know, for that.
I forgot.
You know, just to make her feel like he feels the same way. And he did not do that. So she was a little upset. But I do think Raven makes it to the end. I really do. I think she'll make it far.
We're going to see what happens here. I'm kind of pulling for Raven because she's got Southern qualities. You know, but we'll see. You're still going with Vanessa.
I really am. They're not showing a whole lot of her, but I do like her. And I think that that's someone he could marry. I'm going to put her at the end. Number one. My number one choice.
Number one choice. So if you're betting with your Vegas bookie, that's the one to do right there on The Bachelor, the most unrealistic reality show on the television these days. My wife and I, we recap the program for you here every Tuesday morning. Well, my love, you rest up and you have yourself a wonderful day, okay?
All right. You too.
All right. Love you, babe.
Love you too.
It's Kent in the